Hello, welcome to the Wednesday, August 6th, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. The Center for Internet Security released its benchmark for VMware ESXi 5.5. These benchmarks are usually very detailed and practical, so with little script snippets and such, how to make certain configuration changes. Like all benchmarks, you should always adapt them to your own use and come up with your own benchmark based on the guidance offered by, for example, here, the Center for Internet Security. But what you really get from this benchmark is really a list of items to consider as you make up your own standard. Pretty much all the exploits we see right now against systems like ESXi are not some fancy virtual machine escape exploits, but instead something pretty trivial like weak passwords and such, so simple configuration mistakes. And I hope this benchmark will give you something to improve your own configuration. And the Center for Internet Security is also a well-respected proof that uses a consensus approach to come up with these benchmarks. So they aren't just scribbled together in a lunch break, but instead usually pretty well thought out. And according to a press release by Hold Security, a group of Russian miscreants stole about 500 million different email addresses, 1.2 billion username and password combination from about 400,000 websites they compromised. One thing that's not really clear yet is how diverse these passwords really are. There could be a lot of duplicates, for example, duplicate accounts that are very used on different websites. But overall, this looks pretty large and does pretty much tell you that, well, all passwords got stolen, or at least hashes thereof. We've talked about this many times before. Use different passwords on different sites and you shouldn't really worry too much. These particular sites aren't necessarily big name brand sites. They didn't release a list of all the sites affected here, but given the large number of sites and the comparison of the number of credentials and the number of sites, this I think more points towards a mass exploit of some sort of bulletin board software or such. But like I said, at this point, not a lot of details other than the size of the data. And apparently the FBI has used successfully a malware against Tor users in order to identify them. In a recent child porn investigation, it was made public that some of the people arrested had been uncovered by offering them Drive-By malware as they used Tor. And then in turn, the malware was used to identify the particular user. Illegal activity on Tor has been an ongoing problem and has sometimes also been a problem for the operators of exit nodes who were then accused of being complicit with this illegal activity. What I can't really see from the news release here is how these users were targeted, because in part the FBI only knew after the fact, after they got them infected, who these users were. So maybe particular resources they accessed were swapped out, or some other way was used to particular target these particular Tor users. And yes, of course, we do have an Internet of Things news item today. This time it's multifunction devices like printer, fax, and scanner combos. Turns out, according to Rapid7, that in about 50% of the enterprises they're testing, these devices do give access to usernames and passwords either via LDAP or Active Directory lookups. In those cases, the attacker can then get plain text username and password information from the device or trick the device into retrieving them, which can then be used to further compromise the network. In addition, Rapid 7 also often finds insecure firmware updates, so what Rapid 7 is recommending to turn off automatic firmware updates, to of course use strong passwords, not default passwords, and to isolate these devices on your network. Probably the worst thing you can do is exposing them to the internet, which sadly still happens. Well, and that's it for today, so thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.